I'm Christopher Jensen, and from 1970 to 1971, I was a motion picture photographer with the 221st Signal Company, Pictorial, in Vietnam. On May 9, 1970, five Army photographers covering the Cambodian incursion were killed when their helicopter was shot down as it was returning to Pleiku. They were Christopher J. Childs III, Ronald Sidney Lowe, Douglas John Eitri, Larry Clayton Young, and Raymond Lou Parody. Also killed were four members of the 189th Assault Helicopter Company, the Ghost Riders. The crew members of Ghost Rider 079 were Warrant Officer John David McCluskey, First Lieutenant Colin Plummer Hurd, Spec 4 Johnny Lee Fulton, and PFC David Joseph Corpus. At that time, Kenneth Hoffman was a First Lieutenant in charge of a MACV Armed Forces Combat MOPIC team working out of Saigon. He was also assigned to cover the operations in Cambodia and was working out of Pleiku. Hoffman is now a professor of communications at Seton Hall University in New Jersey. What follows are his recollections of landing at the crash site shortly after the Slick was shot down. It was recorded on February 6, 2009.
We did find a helicopter that was going to take us back to Pleiku, and it was a Chinook, and we got aboard, and it was the AP photographer, reporter, myself, platoon of soldiers, and we're headed for Pleiku. And the helicopter, after a few minutes in flight, started circling. I thought it was a little bit early for landing. I looked out one of the windows, and there was nothing out there. It was complete darkness. So he landed. I didn't know why, and until the crew chief said that everybody had to leave the ship and that the soldiers were to form a perimeter around the ship, and then the rest of us were to go forward about maybe 100 yards to a downed helicopter and pick up the remains and find out if anybody had survived. And so the four of us, or three of us, got up there, and it was obvious that the chopper had crashed. It was total. The most eerie part of it was this was dusk, and most of the light at that point was coming from the phosphorus glow of this engine that had overheated and turned into kind of a beacon of bright light that I would imagine because of its makeup, when you reach to a certain temperature, it just glows this bright light. And I remember that. And it was lighting the area, and we picked up some of the bodies, and we brought them back to the ship and put them in the tail of the ship. And then we went back for more, and the second trip back, I noticed that there were a lot of silver film cans, and I noticed, too, that I noticed the patch on one of the soldiers who had perished, and his patch matched the one I was wearing, and then I realized what had happened, and that the soldiers here were the soldiers that I first met in Pleiku before we got on the Dusenhaft to go out to the airport, and that their chopper had been shot down. We picked up the rest of the remains and got aboard the chopper and went to the, I think it was the 72nd Evac Hospital in Pleiku, where they took the remains, and then we walked over to the press camp. The AP reporter called in. On my way back to Saigon, I stopped and logged in, and I gave the camera that I had picked up. It was obviously dented and couldn't be used again, but it was there, and I picked it up at the crash site, and I gave it to the supply sergeant. A few weeks later, when I was returning to Long Bin because I was cycling out of country, and I had to return my .45, he said, "By the way, did you know what would be last? What was on the last frame?" Of the film that was in the camera, and he explained that the last frame showed the inside of the plexiglass dome where the soldier who had taken the picture photographed a bullet hole coming through that was evidenced in the plexiglass, and that was the last picture he shot of this bullet hole in the plexiglass dome. I guess that's the details as I remember the incident. It Again, the situation where the chopper was downed was completely deserted. There was no enemy fire, no evidence of enemy, no evidence of a battle. It was dusk. It was desolate. There was no sound of artillery or any gunfire in the area. It was just very quiet. The chopper was totaled. There's no, it simply could not have flown again in the condition it was in. The engine, I said, is destroyed, and the bodies must have fallen from some height because they probably have perished due to the crash and blunt impact. No sign of blood or evidence of a firefight or anything like that. It was very solemn. At some point I heard that there had been, I'm not sure when I heard this or who told me, but I had heard that either the North Vietnamese or the Viet Cong had recently placed radar-controlled anti-aircraft guns in the area. And that was probably what brought the chopper down.